House Committee on Judiciary, Thursday, February 28, 1991, full committee hearing, 1 p.m., hearing room 357, work session.
I'd like to call the meeting of the House Judiciary Committee to order. On today's agenda, we will be eventually getting into work sessions on House Bills 2502, 2543, 2544, 2542, 2407, 2530, 2062, 380, Senate Bill 385, Senate Bill 399, Senate Bill 455. A reminder for the full committee: on Monday, we will have a scheduling change. Hopefully, it'll be accommodated better than today's was. The Family Law Subcommittee will be meeting on Monday 1 to 3. And, of course, they will show us the same courtesy we have always extended to them in adjourning in timely fashion. And the Civil Law Subcommittee will take up at 3 o'clock and end whenever we're able to adjourn. With that, we're okay. We'll open a... We'll open a work session on House Bill 2502. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2502 with the dash one amendments comes to you from the Criminal Law and Corrections Subcommittee. Current law makes it a crime to unlawfully deliver a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school to a student or a minor. What House Bill 2502 does is expand that provision to also include daycare facilities and deletes the provision that the controlled substance need to be delivered to a student or a minor. So it's all deliveries within 1,000 feet of the real property of a elementary, vocational, or secondary school or a daycare facility.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2502? Is there a motion on the bill? Representative, discussion?
Yes, 2502.
Honorable Vice Chair Mason?
This is the put in the possession side here.
No, that's in a subsequent measure. It's in a subsequent measure.
No, I
never
had
mind.
thought about a technical amendment, as I suggested earlier, but I don't think I'll make that for this bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move House Bill 2502 as amended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2502 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And that had an amendment, right?
Yes.
So, as amended, House Bill 2502 as amended to the floor, due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri? Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. Representative Mannix, would you please carry that bill?
Yes, thank you
very much. Close the work session on House Bill 2502. Let's open the... we're going to skip one and open a work session on House Bill 2544. Just skipping your order. We'll come back to 43.
We're
open the work session, House Bill 2544. Council?
Coming out of order here. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2544 also comes to you from the Subcommittee on Criminal Law and Corrections. Currently, Oregon's rape statutes are not gender neutral, which means that it's difficult for a female who's involved in the act of rape to be charged with rape. Subsequently, those charges are usually brought as a sex abuse one, which is a significantly less serious penalty. What 2544 as amended does is allow females to be prosecuted with the crime of rape. There was one minor amendment, which was to make the reference to siblings gender neutral as well.
Thank you, Council. Mr. Chairman. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2544? Representative Mannix.
I move House Bill 2544 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended.
As amended?
Yes.
Yes.
Slightly.
All right. Yes, very slightly. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2544 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri? Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. Now we might ask Representative Courtney, unless there is a member here who would like to carry this. I see he's the principal sponsor. And he always
would you like me to
he always has great admiration for the work we do in judiciary.
Mr. Chair, if Representative Courtney doesn't do it all, I think I'm slated for it. But I.
Oh, is that? I'm sorry.
I'm kind of delighted by the idea of Peter on this.
All right. Well, with your willingness, we'll ask him first, and otherwise Representative Mason will be assigned to carry the bill. Thank you very much. Close the work session. House Bill 2544. Council will now go back into the order and open a work session on House Bill 2543.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, what House Bill 2543 does is significantly expand the period of time in which a person convicted of certain specified sex offenses will serve a term of post-prison supervision or parole. It would extend it to a period of time that would be equal to the indeterminate sentences, which are five years on a Class C felony, 10 years on a Class B felony, and 20 years on a Class C felony. There are two pieces of additional information that I would like to bring to the committee's attention at this point in terms of determining what the appropriate referral and motion would be. There was a fiscal impact statement that we just received that indicates that beginning in the year 2000 or 2001, because this bill does not become effective until July 1 of this year, I think, there is a significant fiscal impact that would, according to the fiscal impact statement, begun to be felt, I guess if that's right English, in the year 2001. You were also provided with a fiscal impact statement provided by the Department of Corrections, which indicates a $230,000 fiscal impact beginning in the year 1993. That information was not provided to the fiscal office, which is why it's not included in your fiscal impact from LFO.
Thank you, Council. We should probably give these kinds of estimates all of the respect they are entitled to.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move House Bill 2543 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Representative Mannix. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2543 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll on House Bill 2543.
Representative Bowman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2543 is passed to the floor. Representative Parks will be asked to carry that bill. Close the work session. House Bill 2543. Sorry, you're here. I could ask you in person.
Yes. Well, I'd be happy to do that, Mr.
Thank you. Open the work session on House Bill 2542. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2542 restructures and creates 3 degrees of the crime of sexual abuse by restructuring or adding elements of the crime. Sex abuse 1 under the new bill would be a Class B felony, which would involve sexual contact and the victim under the age of 14. The committee also amended the bill and added to the charge of sex abuse 1 the act of forcible compulsion or use of animals for sexual purposes. Sex abuse 2 would be a Class C felony. Sex abuse 3 as a Class A would be a Class A misdemeanor. Under current statute, the most serious sex abuse charge is a Class C felony, so this basically reshuffles and strengthens the laws.
Thank you, Council. Is there discussion?
There are amendments.
Yes. There were amendments.
There were amendments.
Yes, thank you. Is there discussion on House Bill 2542? Is there a motion on House Bill 2542 as amended?
I move House Bill 2542 to the House floor.
Thank you, Representative Parks. Representative Parks moves House Bill 2542 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll on House Bill 2542.
Representative Bowman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2542 is passed to the floor. Representative Johnson, would you please carry that bill on the floor? Thank you very much.
I'd be
delighted. Close the
Thank
work
you.
Session. House Bill 2542. Open a work session on House Bill 2407. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2407, as amended, comes from the Family Justice Subcommittee and was one of the pieces of legislation introduced by the Task Force on Sex Offenses Against Children. What this bill does is significantly revise current law regarding registration of adult sex offenders by doing numerous things, including creating a lifetime registry, creating a procedure to petition for relief from the duty to register, expanding the categories of crimes for which one must register, adding a requirement that a person register annually, adding a juvenile court registration provision, and setting up a victim notification procedure. The
Thank
bill
you,
also
Council.
Sunsets. The provisions in this bill sunset in June 30th, 1997.
Thank you, Council.
Mr. Chairman.
Is there a discussion on House Bill 2407? Representative Mannix.
I move House Bill 2407 to the floor as amended with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2407 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Representative Parks.
Why did we put the sunset in? And I'm thinking of that from the aspect of if in the future we say we remove the sunset, that's increasing the penalty on the person involved. And could we do that? I don't know why we put it in to start with.
Mr. Chair, I can respond to that.
Representative Clark.
I think the testimony that the subcommittee received was that research on what is effective in treating sex offenders is in some ways in its early stages. And we don't know for sure that registration and close prison supervision and such have the desired effect. And so I think the intent of the sunset was to force a reexamination of this whole science in however many years, 7, 8 years, whenever.
Six years
from now. So what it does is it forces the issue back in front of the legislature.
Okay, I think that's a good reason. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Appreciate that. Further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll on House Bill 2407.
Representative Bowman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2407 is passed to the floor. Representative Bell? Carry that, please. Thank you very much. Close the work session on House Bill 2407. Open the work session on House Bill 2530. Representative Mannix?
Mr. Chairman, I move that House Bill 2530 be referred back to the Civil Subcommittee.
Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2530 be referred back to the Civil Law Subcommittee. To your motion, Representative Mannix.
Mr. Chairman, there's a need for further discussion regarding who may file suit in order to bring about enforcement. There's no limitation on the parties who are bidders who may file suit. And there's also another technical correction that needs to be made, although that probably wouldn't have required re-referral.
Thank you, Representative Mannix. Is there objection to the motion?
Mr. Chair, just a point of
Representative Clark.
Point of clarification. Representative Mannix, would you elaborate a little bit on the enforcement problem?
Yes. Right now it's been left open for any bidder on a project to be able to sue the successful bidder. Associated General Contractors have come back and say, you know, what about clean hands? There may be some unclean hands among some unsuccessful bidders, and yet they're going to be able to get liquidated damages even though they, too, were in violation of the law. And so I have requested, in fact, just received yesterday, have not yet shared with subcommittee members, some amendments that would limit those who can bring suit to those who have clean hands by allowing an affirmative defense against anyone bringing such an action, that the person bringing the action themselves had unclean hands, therefore should not recover.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. No objection here.
Any further discussion, Representative Johnson?
Mr. Chair, I would support the referral back. I would just ask that the members of that subcommittee, between now and that next period, take a chance to examine the scenario that I just had handed out to the members of the committee, so that any additional thoughts or constructive criticisms that might be generated by reviewing that would be able to be addressed when we next cover that bill.
Thank you. I noticed the clever names here that you've used in your scenario. Representative Bauman.
It is a clever scenario, and there are clever names, and I want Representative Johnson to know that when I studied for the bar exam, I had a teacher who said that if you didn't remember anything else, if it was on the multi-state exam and it was a question that had President Nixon in the question, the answer was probably unconstitutional. And I just want Representative Johnson to know that in all these examples that he hands out, where the antagonist is a blood-sucking lawyer and the protagonist is Mr. Jones, the vote will probably be no.
I'll take that under consideration. Thank you, Representative Bauman.
Shyster lawyer must be a cousin of blood-sucking lawyer.
I think they're related.
Very good. Is there any objection to the motion to refer? Hearing none, it is so ordered. Close the work session on House Bill 2530. Open the work session on House Bill 2062. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, last session the Legislative Assembly gave the Construction Contractors Board greater authority to regulate builders, including the liability insurance builders had to maintain and the requirement that building contractors be independent contractors so that the Construction Contractors Board could monitor whether they were in compliance with workers' compensation laws. This bill does the same thing for landscape contractors who are often one in the same business.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2062?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Johnson.
I've become privileged to new information regarding one of the major players in this area, the Nurserymen's Association, and they have opposition to this bill. I'd ask that we refer it back to the civil sub and give them an opportunity to voice those objections and let us make sure that we're making good law here and not bad law in some kind of a hasty arrangement.
Mr. Chairman.
Well, Representative Mannix.
I move House Bill 2062 without any amendments, since there were none, to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Then I'll respond.
All right. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2062 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. To your motion, Representative Mannix.
I happen to know, first of all, that there is another bill that I hope will go up for hearing, which will have to do with the operations of the Landscape Contractors Board. If there's a need to do something to address issues that the nurserymen are raising about operations, that may well be an opportunity for us to address that. This isn't the only vehicle available. If they had any concerns about this particular bill, we certainly heard whatever concerns were expressed at the time of hearing. And this is remarkable for being one of the few bills that's been unamended by one of our subcommittees. But just hearing that someone has some concerns, there is another chamber where these concerns can be addressed also. And I'm just suggesting we move the bill along. And if they need an opportunity to do something with the system, there is another bill relating to landscape contractors and construction contractors and trying to put together a better package. But it's not affected by this particular bill.
Thank you, Representative Mannix. I had passed to me a note describing their opposition as more than just mere concerns. I appreciate your wanting to move this along. Is there anyone from the Nurserymen's Association here that would want to express their concerns? This is the third opportunity that they've had. I'll say that. Excuse me?
Who?
Representative Bauman?
I'm wondering. I'm sorry. I thought that the bill was going to be moved back to the subcommittee.
My motion is to send it to the floor. Mr. Chairman, may I make
a comment? Yes, Representative Mannix.
I'm the carrier of this bill. I was assigned to it by the subcommittee. Nobody has talked to me about any problems with this bill. And in terms of how we're going to move this process, if the nurserymen have a problem and they've inquired, I think they ought to go to whoever was assigned to carry the bill and tell them about the problem, because then a motion can be made, as I made a few minutes ago, to refer something back to a subcommittee. But not having heard about a problem and being told that they have a concern, I'm not satisfied that's good enough to stop a bill in its tracks, particularly when we've had a public hearing. That's all.
Mr. Chair, go ahead.
Representative Bell.
I would just like Representative Johnson to elaborate a little bit. Was this from an individual nurseryman or the association?
Representative Johnson.
Scott Ashcombe of the Nurseryman Association, the people that represent them in this body or lobby for them in this body, stopped me outside just now. He had some other hearing he had to go to testify to or whatever, and he's let me know that they had some serious problems with this bill and would like an opportunity to at least be able to voice that with the subcommittee and see if there isn't some recognition of their proposed amendments that could be given to it. I didn't have time, and he didn't have time to go into the details on that. I just feel like, given the fact that they are a significant and legitimate body in this state, representing a lot of honest nurserymen and nurserywomen, that if they have some real problems with this bill, we ought to give them a chance to do it rather than passing the buck on and ended up with some kind of a conference committee later that could be avoided by a simple referral back to sub now and giving ourselves another week to look at this.
Well, Representative Mannix, I would say that, you know, I appreciate that they could have identified the carrier. I would say that, and I certainly appreciate your interest in moving the process, and far be it for me to take steam out of the engine, but just let me say that if they do have legitimate concerns, that I personally am not opposed to allowing them the opportunity.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me.
We will certainly cause this to be rescheduled for our next, let me just say as a suggestion, this is up for work session today. If we don't work on it, it's still before the full. And it could be available at our next full next Friday. If we discover legitimate objections at that time, we could refer it back to the sub. If we don't believe that those objections are legitimate, then it is on schedule in full, and we save a few days that way, perhaps, if that's
Mr. Chairman?
Amenable. Yes.
I think that's an excellent suggestion. I withdraw my motion if there's no objection to refer it to the floor.
All right. So we'll just close the work session on House Bill 2062. Open the work session on Senate Bill 385. Counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, last session this committee wrote an adverse possession law. It changed the law in one important respect. Under the old law, a claimant did not need to believe that the property he or she was possessing was in fact their property. Under the new law, which applies to all claims filed after January 1, 1990, the person adversely possessing has to reasonably believe that the land is his or hers. The problem that this causes is that after 10 years of adversely possessing, in effect, you own the land. Somebody who acquired the land through adverse possession under the old law, that is, without good faith, but did not file a claim by the end of 1989, under current law, loses their claim to the land. And this bill allows someone who got property through adverse possession to still file a claim for it, even though they haven't qualified under the new law.
Thank you, counsel. Is there a discussion on Senate Bill 385 as amended? Representative Clark.
Back with some nostalgia, the first court trial I ever won with an adverse possession case I wouldn't have won if the law was as it is proposed in this bill. And I probably also wouldn't have won if the guy on the other side wasn't from Hyatt Legal Services. But apart from, apart from that, I'll support the bill.
Thank you, Representative Clark. Did you want to move it, maybe?
Sure, I'll move Senate Bill 385 to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Clark moves Senate Bill 385 as amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing.
Is it retroactive?
Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bowman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. Representative Johnson, would you discuss adverse possession on the floor, please, for the members?
Be pleased to.
Thank you very much. Close the work session on Senate Bill 385. Open a work session on Senate Bill 399. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 399 is from the Real Estate and Land Use section of the Oregon State Bar. It authorizes appointment of receiver to care for property during forfeiture proceedings under a land sale contract. I repeat the admonition I made during the civil subcommittee meeting. We're not talking about civil forfeiture, which we'll be discussing at 2 o'clock today and for the foreseeable future in the civil subcommittee. This kind of forfeiture involves a land sale contract where the buyer doesn't pay as promised, and then the seller files or records a notice of default that gives the buyer 60 to 120 days to cure that default, and it's during that 60 to 120 day period that damage or neglect of the property can occur, in which the receiver would protect the property from.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on Senate Bill 399?
Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move Senate Bill 399 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves Senate Bill 399 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bowman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Senate Bill 399 is passed to the floor. Representative Clark, would you continue to carry this bill?
I would.
Thank you. Close the work session, House Senate Bill 399. Open the work session on Senate Bill 455. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 455 is Legislative Council's revisers bill that fixes inconsistent references, gender references, clerical errors, and name changes throughout the Oregon revised statutes. In response to a concern that Representative Mannix raised in the civil subcommittee, the Office of Legislative Counsel has been kind enough to provide a memorandum explaining the status of the trust territory of the Pacific Islands.
We just want to be precise, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Counsel. Thank you, Legislative Council.
It's nice to know that there's still some humor in this place somewhere.
Is there a discussion on Senate Bill 455?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Mannix?
I think I should note that Palau was misspelled on the memorandum. It's P-A-L-A-U. So, there.
Where was this?
It's on the memorandum. I'm willing to make a motion, unless you have a motion.
No, you go right ahead.
I move Senate Bill 455 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Mannix moves Senate Bill 455 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bowman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Senate Bill 455 is passed to the floor. I noted one of the changes that is made here is the changing of Baker to Baker City. Maybe Representative Nelson would want to
carry
this bill.
Mr. Chair,
it's his kind of bill. Yeah.
This bill has all kinds of potential, and I don't know, this is pretty heavy changing firefighters to everything else.
Well, perhaps then.
I think Representative Nelson would be excellent. But, you know.
Although Representative Bryan can probably handle the flak too, and he's out of town, so he'll get to carry this bill.
And by the way, Mr. Chairman,
we'll close.
On this bill?
Yes, there are.
In fairness to staff, I have to say they're using new phonetics now in terms of the names of these territories. That may be the new spelling for Palau. It was different 12 years ago.
Nice comeback, Representative
Mannix. It might be
Mannix.
New spelling.
Is there, Council Chamoff.
Mr. Chair, Representative Mannix, Palau is now spelled B E L A U.
There you go.
It should come to the committee's attention that actually Mr. Chamoff has a conflict of interest, that actually Miller Nash represents the Republic of Palau.
I'm not surprised. All right, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 455.
A scandal.
I'd like to thank the committee for their good work and also let the full committee know that I was reminded by staff this morning that we approximate 50% of this committee of all of the bills that have been on the floor of this House, and I think it's a great credit to our staff and to this committee, the productivity that we have had thus far in the session, and I personally appreciate your efforts very much. With that, we are adjourned.